Sup, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all. Welcome to Asian Wave 101, bringing you to you your weekly dose of Mandarin and Korean pop music, and of course, the latest news from both Asian entertainment industries in the Asian entertainment world. My name is Steve Zhang, here to brighten up your day with some great music. Let's get right into it. Starting up, we have Miss Angela Zhang Shaohan, a Mandarin pop singer from Taiwan, also hailing from Vancouver, with a song titled Tao Hao, which translates roughly to compliment, but it's a little more extreme than that. The Chinese word Tao means kind of to want, but in a sense of almost begging and trying hard to obtain. So combined with hao means good, the two together means to try too hard to create a good relationship, in a sense. And the song is about that very thing. It's about a girl who is disappointed with her man, not really putting in the effort, and yet when it gets rough, he tries so hard to make it work. And she's responding by saying, oh, we're already in this state. What's the use of this? So a sentimental ballad to start us off. Angela Zhang, Tao Hao, coming right up for you.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language. Recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Or me, just希望彼此 直冒，但你知道。
That was Angela Zhang on Asian Wave 101. Another great ballad from Mandelpop. Definitely go and check out more of Angela's music. And if you absolutely cannot get enough of dramas, she has acted as well. And of course, do all this in the spirit of supporting all our locals out there making a name for themselves. Next up, a track from K-pop boy band Beast. It is their latest Korean release titled Good Luck. It's the single off their latest EP, also titled Good Luck. Beast usually goes for a more electro sound in their songs, and they drift into other genres, though this song is more urban in its style, and it's got a more hip-hop beat to it. It's all about a girl that is trouble. She's the one causing the pain in their relationship, and despite this, they're telling her, good luck, go be happy with someone else, and even if you cause this hurt, or if you get hurt, I wish you the best. It's a little hard to tell if this song is sentimental in that sense, or if it's a clever way of masking the joy of being able to leave a relationship like that behind. Either way, it's a good track. Something a little different from Beast. Let's check it out. Beast, Good Luck on Asian Wave 101.
Why you leave me alone? I'm still loving you. 넌 지금 나를 두고 떠나가지 마. 행복하길 바랄게. 너니 버릇처럼 항상 내게 말했지. 언젠가 올라와 나의 버릇처럼 항상 너에게 말했지. 내가 할 수 있는 모든 걸 다 해 널 지킨다고. Good night.
That was Beast, Good Luck, one of their most solid releases to date. Go and check out some more of them. They've got this sound that has been established as the Beast sound. It's a little different, electro mixed with a little urban. They were criticized early in their careers for their excessive use of the auto-tune effect, but they've moved past that, and they've done really well. The track is... We're gonna move on now, and the very next track is a song from the one known as the Queen of Korean pop music. It is BoA. BoA is the Queen of K-pop for a reason, and to this day, that title still belongs to her. Her status is uncontested. She has had a very long and very successful career. She's one of the first Korean artists to transition into the Mandarin pop industry, and the Japanese pop industry as well. She even released an English album while promoting out there in the States. And to date, she has sold more than 10 million albums worldwide, one of the few Korean artists to ever achieve that landmark achievement. She's one of the few, I think the others, well, there are a few others, but I don't think even Shinhwa has done this. And Shinhwa is one of the most popular boy bands in Korean history and the longest lasting boy band. So she is very well known. Back to BoA, she is very well known for her upbeat dance tracks, as well as well-produced ballads and her R&B style. She's also one of the artists responsible for the spread of K-pop's popularity to other areas in Asia, so she is a must-listen for anyone interested in Korean pop music. The song from the Queen today is called Only One, off her seventh Korean album, also called Only One. It's an R&B ballad. The lyrics describe a couple that is drifting apart, and they know that it's coming to an end. And despite this and trying to move on and make it less painful, from the perspective of one, he is the only one for her. So let's give that a listen. BoA, Only One, coming up right now.
Only the longest issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Welcome back, and right before the break, we heard Boa, the queen of K-pop. I've got a very special track for you right now, though. It's not K-pop or Mandopop, and it's in English. And it's not really pop, either. It's by a group called The Asiatics. So, a bit of background information on this group. They were formed in 2011, and they are made up of three people, rapper Flowsick, Nikki Lee, and Eddie Shin. All three of them are music industry veterans, and all three of them are Korean Americans. Flowsick is an underground rapper from New York who earned his stripes in the underground battle scene in New York and is one of the most recognizable names in the Asian American hip hop scene. Nikki Lee is a singer from LA, and some Mandopop fans may recognize his name as he is an award-winning Mandarin pop singer and a pretty big star in Taiwan. Eddie Shin is an R&B singer-songwriter from Boston who made some very big waves in Korea back in 2005 after releasing his entirely self-produced album, Just My Way. They were put together by a singer and producer by the name of Jay Chong, who is a member of the now disbanded group Solid, Korea's very first R&B group. Flowsick said, this is how they met. Flowsick said that he was Facebook friends with Jay Chong, because sometimes on Facebook there are people that you don't really know, but you just somehow added, and that's how they first knew each other. Nikki was introduced to the Mandarin pop scene after being heard by producer Jay Chong when he was singing, and they took it from there. Eddie and Flowsick know each other through playing basketball, and when they found out they both did music, they thought, hey, let's work on a track together. So they first met up together one day in Seoul while Jay and Nikki were working on Nikki's next Mandarin album, and producer Jay Chong had the idea that they should get on a track together, which they did. I have that track here. It's called Go, the first track they ever made together, and Jay Chong was the one that gave them the name Asiatics. They have released more work since then, and last year they signed a contract with Cash Money Records, the label home to some of the most popular pop artists in America and internationally, like Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Lil Wayne. They're ready to make their mark on the world music scene, and they definitely have the talent to do so. Let's check out The Asiatics, and after, a song from an artist who is also a Mandarin pop royalty. You guess who it is, and Asiatics, Go, coming up now.
Don't have the words to say, but baby, I'm gonna wait. Took another road ahead, and I'll be so far away. Gonna fly to where my water's sky blue, martini margaritas on the beach. Getting out of time to party the night through. Not you, girl, no, I'm with me.
Hey, hey, hey. 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 to meet ya, but I know that I'm off the hook. I'm fishing for another keeper. I delete ya, never reach ya. Girl, I'm done with putting you on. I'll never call you again, cause I'm gone with the wind for the kid. It's time to move on.
Baby, I don't mean to be cliche.
And now I'm steady walking out the door. And it's only right for me to let you know I'm gone. On the next jet to a set where I don't need nothing. Playing and partying up with all I can, with all my will, with all I am.
Sometimes lovers need a holiday, and that's just the way it is.
Yes.
I see the stars alive, we're ready to go. Show you that the world is ready for me.
That's right, it's time for me to party it up. Up and it ain't started with us. Us just being a team and overseas. We going off to the club. Club, I said I'm going, it could go and go.
Never be the way it was before. Far away.
上太拥挤，太突然又秘密，不理想又无期，在被隐藏进过去。你脸上的情绪在滚滚的沉溺，这伤痛太苦，完全走不回跟着你。这日子不再绿，又斑驳了几句，剩下半空回忆的活在大房子里。电影院的座椅，隔遥远的距离，感情没有对手戏，你跟自己下棋还来不及。
Asiatics, and of course, right after that was none other than Jay Chou, 周杰伦, with 我不配, meaning I'm not worthy. From his 8th studio album, On the Run, some smooth R&B styling for you. Both great acts, but you especially want to keep an eye on the Asiatics. They are returning to the music scene with a whole new album soon with Cash Money. They're releasing it under Cash Money Records, and they're getting more and more recognition for their work, and you can expect a lot from them. Now is that time of the week where we catch up on some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world. It is time for Asian entertainment news. First up from China, Zhou Xun's ex-lover apparently calls out her new husband, barely a day after Zhou Xun had a public wedding with her American actor boyfriend, Archie Cao. The actress's ex-lover, quote-unquote, has stepped up to challenge her husband. The actress wedded Archie the night before at a charity gala for one of her movies in Hangzhou, much to the envy of everyone who was present. And just the day right afterwards, a Chinese newspaper printed an advertisement with the headline, Archie Cao, do you dare to love Zhou Xun like I do? Speculations immediately started that this man was the one who was issuing the challenge was Zhou Xun's ex-boyfriend. So the body of this letter read, don't let her go on a diet. She has to gain another 2 kilograms before she can be healthy. Don't let her get drunk. If she's drunk, then hug her and don't let go. It continues, I will turn my 10 years of love into blessings. If she's fine, I will be her spare tire for life. The letter was signed by a man with the last name Yuan. However, it was quickly revealed that this Mr. Yuan is actually the name of the male lead in Zhou Xun's new movie, which will be premiering in October. And this notice and this entire affair was just an advertising gimmick to generate attention for this movie. So stuff like this happens all the time. It is the entertainment industry. And I've been thinking for a while, maybe I should do something scandalous in order to get some more traffic for this show. But that is something to consider for the future. Moving on now, next up from Taiwan, also in advertising news, Taiwanese diva Jolin Tsai recently made a free quote-unquote appearance in her model-actor boyfriend Vivian Dawson's property advertisement. The couple had been dating for 4 years, and since Vivian, 30, was still an unknown male model. This year, he had his big break through the popular Chinese movie Tiny Times 3, which earned a lot of favorable reviews in mainland China. His rise to popularity helped him score 2 endorsements in China, which are estimated to bring him around $29 million in Taiwanese dollars, which is just over $966,000 in U.S. in earnings. Also, the pronunciation of his Chinese name, he is half Caucasian, is Jin Rong, is similar to the name of a particular housing estate in the city of Kaohsiung in Taiwan, and he was offered another $1 million endorsement to advertise for that property. And the ad had recently been printed on newspapers, and in order to attract attention, the advertisers thought it would be a good idea to just casually insert Jolin's name into the body through a clever pun, thus getting the singer to endorse, quote-unquote, their product without forking out the Taiwanese $8 million, which is just over $266,000 in U.S. that Jolin usually gets for an endorsement. So when Vivian found out about this on Monday, he declared that he was not told of this move. His manager also claimed that they have already contacted the other party. The advertiser has agreed to pull the advertisement and change the body copy. Jolin is currently busy preparing for her brand new album and her comeback this fall, so she was too busy and her manager declined to comment. But if you're interested in music, you definitely want to keep an eye out for that. Jolin Tsai is making a comeback and it's sure to be stunning. Since it is the entertainment industry, like I said before, stuff like this happens all the time, and companies using celebrities' names and images for advertising without their permission, stuff like this usually ends in lawsuits. So hopefully this seems like it's been resolved already, and congratulations to Mr. Vivian Dawson for finally catching his big break. Moving on to Korea, 2 big pieces of comeback news. First up, MC Mong is finally getting ready to make his return to the music scene. So MC Mong is a well-known hip-hop artist and entertainer. He announced that he would be returning to the musical scene for the first time in 4 years with the release of a brand new album expected to be out sometime this fall. So MC Mong is reported to have last year signed an exclusive contract with the entertainment agency Wellmade Yedang and is working on an album to be released again this fall. The star's last album was his 5th album, Humanimal, in 2009, shortly after he was caught up in a huge scandal that put a temporary but very restricting hold on his career. He left the public eye for a few years, and because he was charged with violating the policies in South Korea regarding mandatory military service. So the story is that MC Mong went to his dentist to have some teeth removed, and the thing is that he said that they were bad and that they had to be removed, but then a lot of speculation was going on regarding that it was found out that he had perfectly healthy teeth removed in the hopes of being able to dodge his draft. So he deliberately avoided his military enlistment, and of course, the military enlistment, the mandatory service in South Korea, is something that is taken very seriously by the Korean public. It's a duty that all Korean males between the ages of 18 to 35 have to do, and the fact that he dodged it, of course, a lot of public outcry over that. He actually debuted back in 1998, and with a hip-hop crew called the People Crew. But it wasn't as good, but then he finally got his break after he branched out as a solo artist. So hopefully with MC Mong, this is a way for him to kind of recreate himself and become a better person, learn through everything that he's gone through, and I can't wait to see what he has to bring. Last up, also in comeback news, as I said, JYJ to make their comeback very, very soon. JYJ will soon be making their comeback with a full-length album. On it will even include a song featuring the popular American R&B singer Chris Brown. So according to CJS Entertainment, the agency that manages JYJ, the second full-length album will be released at the end of this month. One of the songs on it is going to be titled Valentine, produced by Grammy-nominated producer Lonnie Bell Rico and featuring Chris Brown. So the track was recorded last year during this around this time in LA in a studio in Los Angeles, and the entire album titled Just Us will be dropping on July 29th. So that is very soon. You can definitely be on the lookout for that. And any fans of JYJ, you'll want to keep an eye out for this as well. So JYJ, of course, is an acronym and stands for the three members of the group. Their names: Jaejoong, Yoonho, and Junsu. So they're three members originally of a group called Dongbang Shinki, which is, of course, the very popular Gods of the East, the translation, a boy band under SM Entertainment. They left a few years ago due to extreme disagreements with their label SM Entertainment, and they're ready to make their comeback. So, you know, for both of these artists, MC Mong and JYJ, they've been through a lot. They've been through some pretty bad experiences, but hopefully it gets better from here on out and they can move on, become better, and continue to bring music for us. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Be sure to tune back in next week for more news. But for now, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
We're back, and now is the time for our special Canadian Artist of the Week. This week, it is Gentleman's Vibe with a song off their mixtape From Fist Fights to Pinstripes. The song is titled Fist Fights, and it's about showing what you're capable of and being ready to fight to get to the top. So let that be a source of inspiration to all the listeners out there tuning in right now. That's coming right up for you, and it is Gentleman's Vibe, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo Fist Fights on Asian Wave 101.
Nowadays, they're just saying you're welcome. I'm just saying, cake, thanks, man. Cause we on that pinstripe shit now, dog. Cause we on that decade on beyond shit now, dog.
Yeah. I'm saying we got that stone cold vision, close fist grip, good kid, mad city on my Kendrick Nixon. Boy, we ASAP mobbing so the vibes long live. Gotta stay within the grid or they all gon' bitch. Instant no rhyme, it's where all these pharaohs be calling. Denim apparel, I'm watching suckers like cotton. Rocking dog tag chains, got that ballpark swing, saying I should go half-assed. Like they're trying to bargain with what the deal is. Tell me what the deal like, they're coming at me half off. Tell you what that feel like, garbage writers, trash talk, head high, they on stage. Gates open like a window, catch standing on these bills. Beast.
Swear this crew will blow up big. No Hiroshima, care to witness? I'll be filing the subpoena. Disaster to these rappers, ain't no Hurricane Katrina. All these drugs just selling out while we sell out the arena, boy. Cause I'm a black blazer dream chaser. Toast only on occasions, no collateral. Pass my boy a lateral. Bottles from the cabinets, down it like a cannibal. Ain't tolerating snakes, so refer to me as Samuel the Great. Purchasing valuable estates, illest in the game, all the value that contains. I'm a cold-blooded animal, you basic like a manual. Sickest with no antidote, so pardon as I kill it. Cause the time's steady ticking on my motherfucking Casio. Earn my degree and I rock a harvest sweater though. Northside cold, I said that's my kind of weather. Creating new endeavors, yeah we ball like Charles Xavier. Cause we gifted making history, few writers keep it clever. I keep my past a mystery, my future's for the better. Intoxicated memories with homies I'll remember. Crew the live is cause these cannon clips can take a while to render. Edges that I've stepped on, fears that I've kept in. What can I say? Risk is something I tend to dress in. So stitch my suit accordingly. I never aim for comfortable. Invested like a lawyer, I never settle for less than. Put your best up on the table. Fucking witness that I'll never run. Fresh connections, we guided them on your ambiance. Your clicks are Brady, my click, we be like the baddest bunch. It took them years, it took us months to walk around them. Like how you not see the wreckage? You're ready, you're 9 to 5 and still love to sit at second. Admit it, youngest at it like children of men, fucking with the music like a fetish, but hate that you wanted me to stand in line while I pencil you in. Poser, you want a side like them condiments. Yeah, it's dedicated to them hard, be dense, two-faced, your 2 cents be loose change, following them trends, but knows nothing about good taste, lack of foundation. The depth of all these rappers got me laughing, drowning themselves in vanity, hoping they make what's next up. Yo, ain't got shit, truth y'all can barely accept. Swimming in shallow waters, got them all catching their breath, and cause we fresh air, thrown airs, reliving the moment you let away, film away, we blockbusters, sad to say you a matinee, capture every moment as we conquer it, our palms, still our name up in fluorescence, we'll get all of it recorded for you, came from the field, so we hard knock, now we two advanced cities, youngest heartthrob, it's Millie's in the making, Del Rose and K-Thanks, and Zabs and J-Vales, now tell me how that rain fails, Rain City stand up, gloomy days, but we gon' storm in, late nights, no Conan, cause music be my mistress, I know I'm born for this business, you don't wanna see me zoning, cause after we build this empire, you'd have thought that we were Romans, yeah.
Gentlemen's Vibe on Asian Wave 101, showing love to our locals. They have a very good sound that is their own. Go and support talented Vancouver artists. You can check out their official YouTube channel. Just put Gentlemen's Vibe in the Google search bar and take a listen to their mixtape in its entirety, as well as remixes and other originals. Next up is a special track, because it is also by a very talented Canadian artist, but this time he is a Korean pop star. Hailing from Toronto, Chinese-Canadian singer Henry Lau is on the show with his brand new track off his brand new EP, Fantastic, the song Fantastic. It's a mid-tempo electro-inspired track, and it features a violin as part of the instrumental, which Henry plays himself. This is Henry's second solo release following last year's very amazing Trap. Henry is also a member of Super Junior M, the Mandarin subunit of Super Junior, and he's still very underrated and underused as part of that group. This is a chance for him to break away from all that and to show what he is capable of. So let's show some love to our locals, even if they're not from the same city. Henry Lau, Fantastic, right here, right now.
Yo. Girl, you're fantastic.
You know that.
You make me fly.
Sometimes
It's gonna be
fantastic.
Hurricane처럼 몰아치던 내 자신조차 날 모르던 질주만 하던 나에게 너무 귀한 네가 안겨와 뜨겁고 작은 행성처럼 와 온 심장을 녹여버렸어
Henry Fantastic on Asian Wave 101. Mad props to him for going to a whole new country and a whole new environment than he is used to and doing big things. More and more people these days are getting to hear his music and know his name, and it's only proper. He's nothing but talented, singer, dancer, multi-instrumentalist, and he composes and produces his own tracks as well. You definitely want to keep an eye on Henry as he's making his way up to the top. Moving on, though, the next song is from a very famous singer in Taiwan who goes by the name Vanessa Wu. So now, even if you don't know his music, anyone familiar with Chinese pop culture will definitely know this name and perhaps have even seen his face. He is a member of the insanely popular boy band F4 that was formed back in 2001. It was made up of four men who had acted together as F4 in the insanely popular drama Meteor Garden, based on the Japanese manga Boys Over Flowers, which turned them into overnight stars. F4 is a group of characters within that drama, and after the success of that drama, they became a band and started singing together. They've released three studio albums and have acted together a few more times. Vanessa, who is originally from California, is the only one to have made doing music kind of just his own regular thing in addition to acting. He's released music in Japan and even made a collaboration album with Kangta of the iconic Korean boy band H.O.T. This song from Vanessa is from his seventh Mandarin album titled Different Man. It's about how a man is willing to change into a better man for the sake of his love for a woman, knowing that he was selfish and unfair, but he will be a different man. Let's check that out now. Vanessa Wu, Different Man.
为想厌倔强时的爱，再拥抱这种感受存在。遇见了真爱，也许与爱重生的关键，希望这一刻能够让你知道。I'm a different man，
different man，
学会更勇敢，为你情愿改变我自己。
I'm a
different man。
Yeah.
it's always on my mind. Everything that you said and done, it's always on my mind. It's always on my mind. It's always on my mind.
曾经无解，孤独的活在这个世界，不需要用真心面对，对或不对，反正听见的都是谎言，也不再想对谁给誓言。拒绝坦白，现在武装过度的防备，害怕付出又被谁伤害。在茫茫的人海，只有你解放我，又让我感谢这一份爱真实的存在。 I'm a different man， 我学会更勇敢，为你情愿改变。 I'm a different man。学会了变成你的爱你 The different man, the different man。 我学会了变成你的爱你 The different man, the different man。
Vanessa Wu, Different Man, a more modern pop song, and I will say without shame that I listen to this song when I'm in the gym, because it's all about changing for the better, regardless of its lyrical content, and I like to feel that in the gym, I'm making a change too. Even if it's not for love, I'm making a change into a different person, a healthier person, you know. I'm a different man. Yeah, anyway, we're gonna move on from here, though. Vanessa is a good singer, and he's got good songs. Go and check him out. He does R&B. He dances occasionally, and he also does rap every now and again. So there should be something by him that's to your preference. Next up, the diva of all divas in Mandarin pop, Ah Mei, with another song off her latest album, Faces of Paranoia, and it's called 这样你还要爱我吗? Which translates roughly to, Do you still want to love me? The lyrics describe how one person in a relationship is broken, or at least just not happy, and just not who they used to be, and they're worried that their partner will leave, and then there is this part where the one who is hurt wants their lover to stay and asks, do you still love me? I'm like this. Do you still want to love me? There's a part in the last verse where there is a realization that the other person no longer wants to say, I love you. It's a very melancholic song, and it really showcases Ame's amazing voice, very beautifully sung, which really conveys the emotions of the song well. It's another great Mandarin pop ballad. Let's check that out now. Ame, 这样你还要爱我吗?
静静看你受伤，看你甘心卸下的翅膀，最好也忘记怎么说话，走我的收藏，你有光芒就有变化，让我感觉害怕，我都诚实
在想什么。
Ah, Maze, do you still want to love me? She is still, to this day, the ultimate diva of Mandopop. The entire album is amazing. It was crafted extremely well. Ame recently signed a deal with EMI, a subsidiary under Universal Music, so she'll be making on her own mark on the world music scene very, very soon. Now, before we get to the last track of the day, I mentioned a little while ago that I was planning on setting up a method for you to leave requests and offer up some of your opinions on some of the news that's covered on the show. So I have that set up. It's an email. It's simply asianwave101@gmail.com. Song requests and opinions can all go to the email, and in the future, I may create a different place for you to leave requests and keep the email for opinions only. But for now, it all goes there. Just type in the subject line song request or question of the week, or QOTW for short. But if you also have a song that you want me to check out, feel free to send that to me via email as well. So since this is the first time that I'm doing this and there isn't anything scandalous this week, I'll ask about last week's news regarding Baekhyun's apology to for keeping fans in the dark about his relationship. And the question is, do you think he should have apologized or should have just been public with his relationship from the start? Again, send it to asianwave101@gmail.com, asianwave101@gmail.com, all in lowercase. As for the last track of the day, Girls Day has recently made a comeback with a brand new EP and a new song perfect for the summer called Darling. It's lighthearted, it's fun, and let's get that playing in the hopes that the weather won't be so depressing, at least until September rolls around. That will do it for this week's show. Tune in again next week for more music and news. And don't forget, I want to hear from you. Request your opinions. Email me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you're in the mood for some mythological tales, it's an hour of Seamorg after this, hosted by Matap, only on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Until next time, take care, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the spectacular Thursday summer party. Hey!